This is WLVR News. Students across the Lehigh Valley have been speaking out about racial inequalities in school. A recent forum for students hosted by community activist group Lehigh Valley Stands Up was designed to create a space for conversations on race, police in schools, and hiring more diverse teachers and counselors. WLVR community correspondent Genesis Ortega spoke with Kayla Dames and Sydney Clark, two local students who participated in the forum.
Sydney, in last week's forum, you indicated that you would like to see your school hire more counselors who are people of color. Would you elaborate on that point?
Yes, I feel that it is so crucial because people do not understand how deeply representation matters. You know, counselors are here to help and guide students, but some POC students just might not feel comfortable going to their white counselors to talk about their issues or dilemmas simply because they might not feel that they'll be able to relate or understand them. And that's because that there is a deep cultural disconnect between white people and people of color. And I think the same thing applies for the teaching staff, honestly.
Kayla, there's a lot of debate on police officers in schools. What's your thought on this and what solutions do you think can be implemented?
Well, in my opinion, it's not necessary for them to be in the schools at all. It's honestly just to imprint on us that once you get out of the classroom, you're going straight to the jail cell, and that's the only lifestyle that you're meant to live. What we need is, you know, like Sydney was saying, yeah, we need more guidance counselors. We need more specialists that know what we're going through because, like she was saying, we're not comfortable going to them.
Sydney, you've mentioned before that you'd like to see more school textbook history focused on Black history. What has your experience been like learning the subject at your school?
Growing up, I never really found American history or social studies, interesting growing up. I always thought it was quite boring and I never really connected to it. And I realized now it was because I was being missed and underrepresented. As time passed and I got older, learning history started to really mellow out as I started to take that learning into my own hands. But this year, my social studies teacher actually was willing to have these conversations with me, and she was willing to understand. Shout out Ms. Moxley. And this year, we did touch on the civil rights movement, and I was actually happy that we didn't really just talk about Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks. We actually learned about the Montgomery bus boycotts and the Greensboro sit-ins, so that was really cool. But that being said, I implore my Emmaus High School to implement Black American and world history into the curriculum.
Kayla, would you say your experience has been similar?
I've had a pretty good relationship with history. I'm big on learning how things started, like how things began to be today. But it's always been wondering, like, you know, where we came from, because they don't teach us that. They don't teach us our heritage as us. They teach us our heritage as we were slaves, and that's the problem.
Sydney, you're looking to start Emmaus's first ever Black student union. What do you aspire to accomplish in starting the BSU?
I essentially want to embrace Black culture, beauty, and prosperity as it's not often highlighted within my school or its curriculum. And I do really want to help and give back to Black and other POC communities, because I feel that especially during these times, it's crucial that we have each other's backs, because I feel like we're all in this together at the end of the day.
Kayla, as Vice President for Allen's Black Student Union, what was your biggest challenge and hurdle for you?
It was mainly the media. We have had lots of, you know, media outlets, newspapers, but we've learned that we've had to be very careful who we choose to put our information out there. You know, a lot of people have different views about what we're doing, especially the residents in the Lehigh Valley voiced their opinion about the problems that they have with the club ever since we started. So, you know, we try to stray away from all the negativity and keep pushing.
So let's debunk some of that negative media. What is one thing that you saw as a headline that you just want to clarify?
a lot of people have said, well, why isn't there a white student union? Or, you know, this is discrimination against other races because you're focusing on one race. For anybody that has wondered, have you ever had to go through something specifically because of your race or because you're Black? Have you ever been looked different? Have you ever had to walk past another person of a different race and have them look at you as if you're a dog, like you're suspicious, or if you're gonna somehow harm them? I have to always check my surroundings. I have to be aware at all times. I have to know my rights as a Black woman in America, because you always have to be prepared. You never know what's gonna happen.
That was WLVR's Genesis Ortega speaking with Kayla Dames and Sydney Clark, students at William Allen and Emmaus High Schools. The Black Student Union at Allen is hosting another virtual panel discussion with Lehigh Valley Stands Up on August 10th at 6 p.m. This second conversation in the series will look at microaggressions in school and inequality between districts.